We are live on ESPN West Palm from ACC Media Days in Charlotte for the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I am excited to be joined by Tomon Fox of the University of North Carolina. Tomon, I was a former life, not too long ago, a couple years ago, a defensive coordinator and a head coach in the high school level. So anyone who can get after the quarterback is someone who I want to talk to.
Yes, sir. That's what we do every day.
Now, looking at your career going up, your sack numbers are going up. Everything seems to be hitting the pinnacle at the right time for you. How do you feel going into this season?
I feel real good. I have a lot of experience behind my back. And then with the new coaches coming in, the system they brought in, it feels like they give me a lot of versatility on the field, a lot more room to play and make plays out there.
Last year was a year. I mean, yeah. There's really no other way to put it other than it was a difficult year really for everyone. And we're going to leave the personal end of things out of it. Let's just stick to football with the pandemic. How hard was it for you guys, the players?
It was difficult just because of the big change of things. It was a real quick turnaround. And then things like having no fans out there, all the COVID protocols, it made it difficult. But at the same time, we just stuck together. You know, we had our discipline and everything like that, and we just worked through it.
Now, name, image, and likeness, another change into the world of college football. How has that gone for you? And what I want to know is the pitfalls behind it, because we also do a high school football show here on ESPN West Palm, and I've actually had to reach out to companies for players because they were trying to take advantage of the players, and they would have been suspended for a year. And there's a lot of shistiness. Once there's money involved, there's people you can't trust involved. How has that gone for you and some of your teammates?
Yeah, like you said, there could be a lot of shisty things that go on behind the scenes with there being money involved with the college athletes. But as for UNC, we have a great program that reaches out to these little businesses, and they check to make sure everything on the contracts are straight before we even sign anything. So they make sure that we're in a good place, we're in a good situation, so we don't get messed up in the tail end. But as for myself, I'm just using this opportunity because I do art. So I'm just using this opportunity to reach out to people and get my work out there and things like that. And I know a couple of my teammates, a lot of bigger players and even some of the smaller ones, they have got reaching out to by businesses. They have little partnerships that they're doing with, and it's just a great opportunity for everybody just to get their name out there.
What kind of art do you do?
I paint recently, but I draw things like that. So if someone wants a commission for a portrait or anything like that, I could do that for them.
I'm right here. How do they get in touch with you for that art?
Yes. So right now I just I reach out through social media, different things like that, and then they could DM me, or I could contact them if they want something like that. We just work something out. What they want, pricing, all those kind of things.
That's awesome. I was about to ask you about Lawrence Taylor, then you threw me for art in the mix. But let's talk about Lawrence Taylor. Your next sack, you're passing Lawrence Taylor. What does that mean to you?
It's just crazy to even think about that. Just have my name up there with some of the great players that came through Carolina.
Above! Yeah. Above!
Yeah, we're going to get there for sure this season. But above, that's just... This is humbling myself, man, just to be up there on that list and just to know that I'm going to be up there for a long time, too, because they were up there for a while.
Now, do you have your celebration for the sack that put you above LT ready?
Look, I'm in the mix right now. Behind the scenes, I'm working on that.
it's a big one, and I work for ESPN West Palm. You know those four letters. When they can throw LT in there, they're going to be putting that everywhere. So you got to get that dance right.
Yeah. I'm going to get it done right. It's going to be a big one, too. I might get a flag. I don't know.
You might have to find a way to get your name, image, and likeness, your artwork out there. Yeah. Rip it out onto your jersey or something to get it going. Well, again, you're in your graduate year. What is your advice to the younger players as they come in? Because I know for you, it probably went like a blink of an eye, but you're the old man on campus now.
Yeah, I am. As term for the younger player, I just go all out when your first year. Don't be scared of doing anything, because you got a lot of older players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that did it help. So if you mess up, don't be worried about it. Just keep going, and you're going to get to where you need to be.
Tomon, appreciate the time. Have fun today and enjoy the process.
All right, thank you all for having me.
That was Tomon Fox from North Carolina, outside linebacker, about to surpass one Lawrence Taylor in the sack total. We are live. Again, ESPN West Palm from ACC Media Days in Charlotte for the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill.